Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Alumni Association's Penny Somar to talk about the 75th anniversary of Kenlock Stadium and the Save Our Stadium program.
This year marks the 75th anniversary of the stadium that holds the name of Kenlock, a former classmate of yours. A lot of people have heard the name of the stadium, but not a lot of people probably know who the person is or why it's named after him. Tell us a little bit about Ken and how the stadium became named after him.
I would love to. Kenny, as everybody called him, was Kenny. I actually met him when I was in fifth grade. He was a person that everyone literally loved. You never heard anyone say a bad word about Ken. He was a guy's guy, and the girls obviously liked him. He marched to his own drum. He was very different and lived life to the fullest. I can remember, if anybody remembers Sonny and Cher, Sonny wore that fur vest. Well, Ken decided that he was going to do that at one time, and he wore that fur vest and got away with it because it was Ken. That was just the kind of guy he was. He just did what Ken wanted to do, and everybody loved him for it. Not in an abrasive way, just in a fun-loving way. And so I think it's only fitting that the stadium was named after him because he was a special person, and it's not just because of the circumstances surrounding his passing. It's because of the person that he was. He just was a lovable, kind, caring guy.
For those who may not know, what exactly were the circumstances regarding him being named after the stadium?
Well, he was injured. I mean, he passed out on the field and was taken to the hospital and then passed away after that on his 18th birthday, actually. Those are things that we don't really like to reflect on when we think of Kenny. We honor his memory with the stadium because of the person he was, not because of what happened there. It's purely to honor him.
You're also on the Save the Stadium Foundation, and this stadium has been going on for 75 years. What are some things that Save the Stadium has done to help keep the stadium going as it has?
Well, the stadium was in disrepair. I mean, obviously, it was a WPA project, so there was a lot of issues there that need to be taken care of. It's an expensive venue to support. We made well over $500,000 of repair to the stadium. It's a beautiful building now and will last for several years, as well as some of the other things that we did. We're really proud of what we have done, and it's thanks to not just the community, but alumni that lives all over the country. We're much in favor of supporting the improvements to the stadium, and that's how the Alumni Association evolved.
Now, you're still doing Save the Stadium, and there's still some things that do need to be done down at the stadium. Is that correct?
There are, and thank you for asking that, because we've kind of laid low for the last couple of years, but we made some commitments, and we have some additional seats that we want to add on the south side. And the age of the stadium, obviously, there's always going to be continual things that need to be done. So we still do certain things to raise money. Our collection of pop cans is a big one. We raise thousands of dollars off of that each year. And then we also do the Dodge Drive, and we still sell the bricks. And we have some people give us memorial money as well. So we just want people to know that we're still alive and that we're still going to be doing work down there. If anyone has any ideas for a fundraiser, or if they would like to make a donation or a memorial gift, we will see that their money is used wisely.
And you mentioned the Alumni Association, and with homecoming this week, certainly a lot of activities are going on. You guys have some things that are going on as well.
We do, and we're very excited about this year, obviously, because it's the 75th anniversary of the stadium that we feel so passionate about. And so we are planning some special things at the game. We are having a fly-in, so the game ball will be parachuted into the stadium. And Chuck Walter, who was on the team that played the first game in that stadium, the class of 39, will be the honorary captain that night. He's one of the few, if any, that are still living. So we're very honored to have him, and we're thrilled that this is going to honor that class that means so much to the facility. So it's going to be a fun evening, and encourage everybody to come out and join us.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Alumni Association's Penny Somar, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.